Thunderbird Stadium on July 3rd. This year's lineup includes key acts like Bad Religion, The Used, Pennywise, and up-and-comers like Set Your Goals, All Time Low, and Karate High School. Also, check out the Brothers Grimm Sideshow, a signing stage, Girls Garage, and much, much more. Head to Ticketmaster for your tickets now.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 on Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. Thanks again last week to Jet Thunders and Stax Marshall for filling in for me during the National Campus Radio Conference. It was a nice, tumultuous, chaotic week, but I'm pretty sure everybody had a good time. I wish I could say the same. It was a busy week. So, but anyways, thanks to all the delegates that came out. And we swapped some seriously subversive ideas. Let's do it again next year, guys. However, in the next hour and a half, we're going to have the usual, all brand new stuff this week, actually. We have a couple new ones on the Strange Attractors Audio House label, one of my favorite labels in the world out of Portland, Oregon. We're going to hear something by a band called Plants, and we have a band called Non-Lock. Two exciting things. Got a festival happening in L.A. that we'll talk about going on July 27th, 28th, 29th. Noise Pollination, it's called. We'll hear some of the artists that are playing at that. And we got something brand new by Daniel A.I.U. Higgs, which is going to be very, very cool. And that ties into something that's going on very exciting tonight. Eugene Chadbourne is going to be at the Cobalt tonight. And I'm going to be there with bells on, so we'll hear something off of that. Starting off, though, the first half hour of the set is going to be dedicated to some seriously rare Japanese improv music all the way back to 1976. The East Bionic Symphonia, who were a group of improvisers and artists who studied at the Bigakako Art School in Tokyo, and they released one record, and it's very, very hard to find now. They have reunited. They reunited in 1997, and they continue to play annually under the name Marginal Consort. But here to start off with, the side two of the self-titled album by East Bionic Symphonia. The East Bionic Symphonia off of their incredibly rare 1976 self-titled release there. That was side two. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Top of the noon to you. We're going to move into some kind of acoustical territory now. A couple new releases on a very, very, very good label. One of my favorites, Strange Attractors Audio House out of Portland, Oregon. We're going to hear a couple of things. Two new bands. Non-Lock. Non-Lock is the solo guys of Mark Dwinwell, who is a member of the insane band Bright, one of my favorite groups of a couple of years ago, actually. And if you listen to the show, you'll know what they sound like. And very, very influenced by Steve Reich and Terry Riley and stuff. And it goes on to say here, Non-Lock seeks to focus on the microtonal universes and hypnotic neither worlds. Minimalism awakens from repetition while constructing ivory towers of melody, enveloped top to bottom with softly barbed hooks. Well, call it what you want, but anywho, this is Non-Lock on A Noise.
Thank you. Thank you. Exquisite Corpse with DJ Lee. Oh. Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio, way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Radio is bite. I mean that doesn't bite. CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeedy. Exquisite Corpse. He had another fine quality program here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. This show, however, is called A Noise. My name's Luke, and let's go through the set there. You heard in the last half hour, we started you off with something brand new on the Strange Attractors Audio House label, Non-Lock, it's called. It is Non-Lock is Mark Dwinnell from the trance rock band Bright. Really good stuff. The name of the album is Between Hemispheres. The track you heard there was Corpus Callosum. Then we moved on into some kind of medieval territory with Plants, brand new album by them called Photosynthesis, featuring Joshua Blanchard, who was originally in Pointline Plain. Great band on Skin Graft Records. They're actually out of Portland, Oregon. Check it out, Photosynthesis. The track you heard there was called Tumbleweed. And then we have something brand new by multi-instrumentalist female artist First Saxa out of Chicago, Illinois. Her new one is called Alone in the Dark Wood. It's out on ATP Recordings. And if you like that, you know, go check it out. And the track you heard there was Alone in the Dark Wood, the actual title track there. So there you go. And then we ended you off there. I was realizing the set was kind of becoming a little too mellow, so I threw in some nice acousticness that just turned into psychedelic lava. Comets on Fire off of their limited edition EP that Sub Pop put out right after. It kind of ran congruently with the release of my brain is gone. Their last album on Sub Pop and Blue Sunshine. And that was The Unicorn and Ice Age recorded live at WFMU. Coming up, stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted music for an hour. 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, the best in garage psych rock. Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, we have Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in Canadian indie. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And 11 o'clock, you know him, you love him, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR. And moving on here, we're going to get into some serious noisy territory. Coming up, if you're planning on driving down to the coast and you may hit L.A., be sure and check out Noise Pollination L.A. 2007. Holy cow, July 27th, 28th, and 29th at Il Corral. And featuring a list of bands far too long for me to waste your time reading to you. But be sure to check that out. And tonight, Eugene Chadbourne at the Cobalt and part of the Fake Jazz Wednesdays. You should start checking this out if you're into anything noisy. It's a pretty cool night, and we're going to be doing some stuff with them in the future. But however, this band is going to be at Noise Pollination, and they've always been really good to us. I love these guys. This is Dog. Robin Gressel with the most industrial song of all time, if you ask me. That was E. coli off of 1978's DOA, the third and final report from Throbbing Gristle. Not a very big fan of the new one, I'm afraid. It's kind of a case of be careful for what you wish for, I guess. In case you didn't know, yes, TG have 23 years later released their first studio album, and I'm not grabbing for it like I should, so that gives you an idea of what to, you know, like how I feel about it. There you go. Before that nice, lovely drone piece you heard there, it's a Canadian artist by the name of Torso, who has just released a split with Unicorn, and Unicorn is Bill Nelson, who's better known as Bastard Noise, if you know who that is. And but anyways, yes, all the way from Halifax. Unicorn or Torso there, you heard there, River Grave, the name of the track. And then we started you off there with some LA Noise Dog, who keep on sending us CDs, and thanks, God love them for it. Dog, A Grisly Tableau of Carnage is the name of the album there. Rendering Plant is the name of the track. You can visit them at www.harshnoise.com. Yeah, like I said, Fake Jazz Wednesday is going on at the Cobalt every Wednesday. Pretty cool Outer Limits stuff. And tonight, the legendary Eugene Chadbourn is going to be there with Darren Williams and Han Bennick. And they're also opening act, the Creep Sex. So check that out. I think it's only $8. And there's no reason not to go. Eugene's here for the Jazz Fest. But to see him in a nice, grisly environment like the Cobalt, I think, is second to none. So I'm going to be playing you some. I'm very saddened to say I went into our record library and all of our Eugene Chadbourn has been borrowed. I'm not going to accuse theft on anyone, but yes. So the only one that we've got in the CD library is his collaboration, Eugene Chadbourn, with Evan Johns, with Terror Has Some Strange Kinfolk. And what an apt title for the day and age that we live in. But yeah, we'll hear a few tracks off of that, and then we'll get to the infamous Nurse List track, as we always end every show. We're going to start off with, Achy Reiki Heart, Eugene Chadbourn on CITR.
jail. Just one, two, scream, and let you listen to this. You can hear what I mean. Ah, Eugene, yeah.
Eugene Chadbourne with Evan Johns there, who's in town tonight at the Cobalt Ballroom, let's call it that. Terror has some strange kinfolk there. You heard the first two tracks off of that, Achy Reiki Heart and Redneck Jazz. Yeah, so come on down. Fake Jazz Wednesdays, Cobalt tonight. And then that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. We're going to finish off like we do every week with the infamous one track off of the Nurse with Wound list. And in case you didn't know, Nurse with Wound's very first album, Chance Meeting, had 300 band names on the back of it that have made record scholars and musicians alike digging to try and find all of these artists. And yeah, this one's no exception. I was really happy to see this one on there. If you don't own this record, you should. We're going to end it off with a little track by This Heat with Horizontal Hold. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the